Happy Monday, one and all. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. Mondays are the days that we talk business with Eric Carlson. He is the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. Hello to you.
How you doing, Alan?
Very well. Let's first talk about the important meeting that took place last week regarding the funds for a parking garage for the Centerpoint project downtown.
Yeah, the city council had a meeting on Tuesday afternoon, specially called, to discuss the opportunity to do what is known as an interlocal agreement that is allowed under Kentucky statute between Lexington and any other city to form a corporation. And on Friday, the city of Midway agreed in a council vote to join this interlocal corporation that is actually going to be administered by the Kentucky League of Cities. And this is going to be the entity that then ends up issuing the bonds for the $30 million three-story underground parking garage that will act as the base for the Centerpoint project in downtown Lexington.
How did we get here?
Well, the developer Dudley Webb had been looking for a while for alternative funding options to get these bonds issued. It is because it's the parking garage that will be beneficial to Lexington. You don't have to be going to something on that block, which will have two hotels, a number of apartments, some condos, a steakhouse, and a few other, an office building and other amenities to be able to park in the garage. So the thought is, this is something that's been needed for Lexington, so why don't we figure out a way to do this? And it's going to end up being paid off by the TIF, tax increment financing. And so the way that works is, this block, the Phoenix Park right across the street, and the old courthouse are all going to be involved in this TIF district, and that's paid off by that area. The extra tax money that's generated from here forward will then go to pay for the bonds, the $30 million, over the next 30 years. The way this works is, the interlocal corporation, which is being administered by the KLC, will issue the bonds. And so the good thing for Lexington is, if for whatever reason these bonds go into default, we as taxpayers aren't left holding the bag. Midway's not left holding the bag. KLC's not left holding the bag. The bond payers are just out their money. And hopefully, chances are, that that's not going to be an issue. But it doesn't affect our bond rating. It's not something we have to worry about, and it's a lot more palatable for the council, which approved this in a 15-0 vote, which is also the same vote that was given at Midway to start the interlocal corporation.
Now, you mentioned TIF and that the old courthouse is part of that district. How much revenue can you generate from a building that's been shuttered for about 2 or 3 years?
Well, that's the beauty of this, that with the TIF, any money that they put into it will count as money that can be reimbursed then. So whatever the future use for the building would be, they can then capture that tax revenue down the road to pay for, after it's happened, the renovations to the building. Whether you put restaurants in there, art museum, whatever, if it's something that generates tax dollars, it will help have paid for itself after the construction is done.
All right, and moving on, a different type of development that benefits bikes and pedestrians, talking about the Town Branch Trail, had a big infusion of cash.
Yeah, $6.5 million, in fact, that's going to be used coming through the state to design and finish segments 4 and 5 of the Town Branch Trail that, when finished, will connect Masterson Station to the downtown, following along the Town Branch, which is a branch of the Elkhorn Creek. And the money also will design the 6th and final stage, but it does not have the money yet for the construction for that. And part of the reason, we're a little ways out, because I would think that the mayor would hope that the Town Branch Commons will be in place or be able to be more of a thing that they can design the trail to go through once they get around to that.
All right. Our time is gone for today. Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, has been our guest on BizLex Chat. Have a great week ahead.
Thanks. You do the same.